Fiona Kelly is here again with what it says in the papers.
Under the headline, Hand in Hand with Nikita, the Irish Daily Mirror leads with the Solidarity March, which took place in Dublin last night in support of Nikita Hand, who was awarded damages in her civil action on Friday after it was found that Conor McGregor had raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. The Irish Examiner also gives coverage to that rally, along with the finding that as part of a new survey on gender-based violence, almost 22% of Irish women said that they had been subjected to sexual violence, the seventh highest rate in Europe. We're also told that in the 6 hours immediately after Friday's verdict, calls to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre rose by 150%. For the second day running, the Irish Times leads with the results of its Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes poll, which found that 43% of those polled favour Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as anchors of the next government, while a government led by Sinn Féin without either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael was the choice of 21%. The margin of error of that poll is estimated at 2.8%. In advance of tonight's television debate between the leaders of those three parties, the Irish Independent leads with Micheál Martin's continued assertion that Fianna Fáil won't go into government with Sinn Féin. Sigh of the Storm is the headline in the Irish Sun, alongside a picture of Simon Harris and a piece on some of his recent high-profile gaffes. One of those gaffes, the Taoiseach's interaction with health worker Charlotte Fallon, continues to receive coverage, with the Irish Daily Mail leading with the story about whether any members of Fine Gael contacted RTE in a bid not to have the footage broadcast. The video, which was carried in the RTE News on Friday night, remains on the RTE website. And although the paper couldn't get anyone from RTE to comment about the story, an unnamed source is quoted saying that the broadcaster received regular contact from all political parties about editorial issues on a daily basis throughout the campaign. The Irish Daily Star builds its lead story around a picture of Jim Sheridan filming with Jerry Hutch as he canvassed on Portland Row in Dublin yesterday. Elsewhere this morning, the Times gives front-page coverage to the resignation of Fiona Murphy, acting chief executive, and Stephen Flanagan, interim chief executive of Children's Health Ireland, the body which oversees the new National Children's Hospital. Also in the Times, it's reported there that revenue officers yesterday put on display a selection of some of the 9,000 pairs of counterfeit Nike runners, which they found recently on a freight shipment from China. And there's a story in The Independent about a small chapel in Lucerne in Switzerland, which has just installed an AI Jesus, inviting parishioners to confess their sins to a digital version of the Son of God. Although it's meant to be an art installation aimed at critical engagement with artificial intelligence, lots of people say that they've taken inspiration and comfort from their interaction. The Mail, meanwhile, has a story about how Dublin City Council has expressed serious concern about the scale of an apartment development on the site of the Jewish synagogue in Terenure in Dublin. And finally, there's a story in the back of the Examiner about Corkman Will O'Brien, who's one of the founders of a startup company which uses marine drones to restore seagrass to the ocean. We're told that ocean seagrass can absorb carbon 35 times more effectively than a rainforest on dry land. The UCD graduate, whose San Francisco-based company Ulysses has been nominated for Prince William's prestigious Earthshot Prize, is currently working on a project in Western Australia. Will, who's from Ballincollig, says that he developed his love for the sea on holidays in his family's mobile home beside Garrettstown Beach in County Cork.
Fiona, thank you very much.